tail end of my show that was terrific. And,
good job, guys.
And yeah, and now at 11 a.m., it's usually time for something about the women, but it's time for our something about the holiday hang.
There you go.
2019.
That's right. Mike and I conspired.
That's all we do.
And so the good news is, so something about the women will be something about the women and friends, and we're going to play holiday music. We're going to have live acts. And then at 1 o'clock, when it's normally time for
Brian,
pardon me, I'm out of breath from doing the stairs twice.
I gotcha.
When it's normally Crash Course for the Ravers, Brian's got a gig tonight with the Thigh Scrapers at the Midway.
Yep.
So he couldn't make it, so we're taking over till 4 o'clock.
That's pretty good.
Holiday hang here at WMFO.
And you were downstairs because Roberta
and Kenny are here.
They're going to be on about 11:30 with us.
Awesome.
Roberta's been here before. She's such a nice, sweet person. Love the music, and going to be nice to meet Kenny because I know that they play together all the time, but that's what we'll do. So,
awesome.
So I've got a 5-song set of some holiday music to start us off.
Okay, maybe I'll follow that up with another 5-song set, or we'll have the live band come in.
Whatever you want to do,
or something.
Sir.
I got some great stuff.
I do too. Starting with this one. This was Daniela Andrade, and Christmas music is all kind of music that is covered. They're all covers, but there's music that
pretty
you
much
love that are, and they're all. But this is Christmas time is here, and this is just a wonderful cover.
Oh, I was looking for my Vince Guaraldi, Peanuts. Christmas.
What do you mean looking for it? That's your life.
I know. I couldn't. I must have taken it out to play it, and now it wasn't in my alphabetical listings with my CDs.
I'm sure that we have it.
We probably have it somewhere, but
this
yeah,
is
I wanted
a radio
to play
station.
That. It is.
Yeah.
It's oh.
All right. Starting off our holiday hang with a 5-song Christmas set. This is beautiful. It's Mike and Sue here at WMFO, Medford.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes.
frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing. Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours, everyone,
Merry.
Merry Christmas.
I think I saw old Santa through my window Christmas Eve. My eyes were really droopy, but I really do believe it must have been old Santa, 'cause I saw his big red head. And I know my mom and dad can't buy like that. Oh no, I heard some footsteps in the hall outside my door. The same old Christmas trick my dad had played since I was four. He stands outside my bedroom yelling ho ho ho, because he knows I don't believe in Santa Claus. No way.
He knows I don't believe in Santa Claus.
I think my daddy sees me from my door, but he pretends he's Santa anyway. Every year he tries to fool me, but I'm a big boy now. I don't believe in Santa or his sleigh, no way. So I went back to my bed and I curled up nice and tight. I stared out of my window and I looked into the night. And then all of a sudden, through my window I could see Santa Claus was flying by and smiling at me. My window, and I jumped onto his sleigh, and then old Santa took me up and away.
From now on, our troubles will be mild.
So it's WMFO and me and Sue and Sue and me and the Holiday Hang. Hi, Sue.
Hey.
Hey, let me tell everybody what I played.
Okay.
All right. I started off with Daniela Andrade with something from her 2013 Christmas EP. That was Christmas Time Is Here. What a beautiful, flowy little voice she has.
Yeah,
I love
lovely.
That. Yeah, The Grip Weeds. That's right. I said it.
The Grip Weeds
from 2013. Under the Influence of Christmas is the CD. That's Christmas Dream. Of course, Frank Sinatra after that, from a Jolly Christmas collection from Frank Sinatra. That was the Christmas Waltz. I love hearing that every year. It's just such a well-done thing.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Connick Jr. From When My Heart Finds Christmas. It must have been Old Santa Claus. And that last one was by the Beths from New Zealand, a power pop band that did, just last year, a record called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I don't know how they came up with that, because that was the name of the song. And I thought they did a beautiful version
very
of
nice,
that.
Very
and
nice.
I love the dirty guitar right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's like a little incongruous, but also really fun.
God, big words, Sue.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my big word of the day. Incongruous.
Right. So in a few minutes, right around 11:30-ish, we're going to have some in-studio guests here. Roberta Lamb, along with Kenny Seltzer. Can't wait. Live performance of all kinds of things. Holiday and some stuff from Roberta's new record as well, which I have right here. Let's just prove it.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
Not Your Mama's Blues is the name of that. And a couple of these, I'll just turn you up for just a second. A couple of these we heard when you were here just before the record was recorded.
I think so.
Yeah. So looking forward to doing it again.
So now I've got Kenny here to accompany me and make it sparkle.
Well, it'll be nice.
Thank you.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi,
nice to meet
you.
I'm really good.
Great to be
all right,
here.
So we'll be back. Thank you. We'll be back in just a second with you guys. Sue,
yes.
You picked a couple of tracks we're going to play.
I did. So, you know, this Jewish girl loves Christmas music.
And you love Ella.
And I love Ella Fitzgerald. I would say that if I could only have one holiday album, it would be Ella's Wishing You a Swinging Christmas. She's just amazing. So anyway, here's a song from that, and then we're gonna play a humorous one from Darlene Love.
All right, but just one question. Something hit me that you just said. You're Jewish?
You better watch out. You better not cry. No, I'm telling you why.
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's watching.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
With little tin horns and little toy drums and Rudy Toot Toots and Rummy Tum Tum.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Look at that crazy red suit.
Curly head claws and cuddle and coo and elephant guns and kitty cars too.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Ride, red, ride. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa
is coming to town.
Santa.
Get rid of that frown, 'cause Santa Claus is coming to town. In the bag.
On Christmas Eve, the Gentiles gather round the Christmas tree. They stay at home and party with their Goyish family. They disappear one day each year and pass the eggnog round. But it's all right, 'cause that's the night the Jews control the town.
All right. So, wow, you said that ended fast, and it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sue's here, but we can't hear Sue because our guests are all mic'd up.
That's all right.
That's all right. But you have a loud, booming voice.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so we just heard Ella Fitzgerald, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and Darlene Love, of course, which everybody knows is part of Saturday Night Live, Christmas Time for the Jews. Is that the first time that she debuted it, played it? Was that that? Do you know?
I don't know, like a video.
Yeah.
They did like a music video on Saturday Night Live, but it's out there like on regular streaming services. It was like a claymation thing. It was really cute.
I remember that.
Check it on YouTube. But now you can, you know, the song is out there as a legit song.
Very cool. Like the Jews need Christmas time. Yes. She's staying quiet. Okay. So this is Mike along with Sue. It's 11:28 in the morning. This is our 2019 holiday hang here at WMFO. And I'm going to turn off the mics here. We have our in-studio guests smiling so brightly over there. Roberta Lamb and Kenny Seltzer. Woo-hoo! Welcome to WMFO.
Thank you. Wow. This is fun.
It's so nice to see you again, Roberta.
It's a thrill to be here.
I've heard so much about you. It's really nice to meet you. Now, were you at the Barn a couple weeks ago? For Linda's...
The Burn?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew I saw you. Right. We just didn't get to say hi.
Yeah. So you were at that show?
I was.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a better seat than you. I was just a few seats up near the stage.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
I'm not bragging or anything. But yeah, I love Linda. It was so nice to see her do that.
Right.
And she had, like 9 people on stage that night, right?
And we got to play a few weeks later for the Women in Music Gathering.
Ah.
Kenny came up with me, and we did a couple songs there at the Burn.
Gotcha. So you've been here before with us.
I have.
Yeah, and I think it was last February. I looked it up.
Oh, good.
And at that time, we were just sort of talking about you're putting your record together.
Yep.
And here it is. We've got it. Not Your Mama's Blues.
Yes.
Now, not everything you do is blues, but there's a lot of good stuff on here. And some things that I remember you had us play before was Meet Me in the Moonlight. That's a really pretty song. And I think Rebel in the Crib.
Right.
Yeah, we did
probably
that too.
Yes.
So those are now on this record. And this one's available everywhere you can get fine
everywhere,
music, I think.
Right. Spotify, Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Go to my website, robertalamb.com.
CD Baby.
CD Baby. Bandcamp, did you say?
Bandcamp.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I love Bandcamp. So Not Your Mama's Blues, brand new from Roberta Lamb. So I'm glad to have Kenny with you because I've never heard you guys play together. And you tell me you've put together a whole bunch of stuff to play for us today.
We did. We have some holiday stuff. We have a little surprise coming in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But this one, maybe we'll start with one that sort of goes out to people who are maybe lonely at the holidays. I know there are a lot of people out there lonely at the holidays. And it's been a rough year for me, actually. Ended up a marriage, but had some challenges with the internet dating, etc., and came up with basically a temporary maybe solution, which is to hang out with my dog.
Yeah, some people say they like dogs better than humans. I understand.
Anyway, came up with this song in the summer called Four Legged Love.
All right,
it's not about bestiality, by the way.
I wasn't going to say it was.
I know. But,
all right, Roberta Lamb and Kenny Seltzer.
You ready, Kenny?
Yeah.
All right. One, two.
We reach for the stars in our quest for adventure. We hunger for love, no matter our gender. Some go searching online for that one special Valentine on Tinder, a match. Are they wasting their time? Staring at our screen electronic love ain't what it seems. First you're posted, then you're ghosted. Who knows their motive? Then you're left high and dry and wondering why. But four-legged love is one for the ages. Give them our hearts and they are our sages. Their love's unconditional, they never talk back. They agree with our politics and don't give us flack for our quirks and shortcomings. Despite
fight their misgivings. Their misgivings.
From felines to turtles, they try not to hurt us.
Find a four-legged friend for the best dividends. Best dividends.
Politics and don't give us flack
for our quirks and shortcomings. Despite their misgivings, their misgivings.
From felines to turtles, they try not to hurt us.
Find a four-legged friend for the best dividends. Best dividends.
All right. Woo! Live in Studio A, everybody. It's our friends Roberta Lamb and Kenny Seltzer. And that was an interesting lyric experience there.
Say the least, right?
Fun to write too.
You must have something to do with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It's fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. I love writing. It's really fun.
All right. What do you got for us next?
Well, maybe we'll do kind of a traditional Christmas song, right?
Okay.
We put together, so, and Kenny does this beautifully, so I'm just going to kind of chime in a little bit with the bridge.
Oh, very cool. Maybe we should move that microphone over near his guitar a little bit so we can make sure we get it. Perfect. All right, Kenny, what's it going to be?
It's called Jingle Bell Rock.
All right.
Some people don't like it, but we like it.
We like it. Live in Studio A, everybody.
Got a tune, sorry.
No, man, I'd rather you tune than not. Can you imagine?
I know.
If you played with a guitar that was like just...
I just tuned yesterday.
Well, yeah. Yeah, gotta do it.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air.
What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air.
What a bright
time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock. A mix and a mingle in the jingling feet.
That's a jingle bell, that's a jingle bell, that's a jingle bell rock.
That was great.
Awesome.
We're on the mood now for, yeah. And you brought a nice little ornament for us, too, made out of a CD.
I did.
And, yeah, so this is really festive in here now.
Oh, cool.
So that was a nice traditional one.
So that's a nice song, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a not-so-traditional one. Do you want to do this
sure.
one now?
Sure, yes.
All right.
All right, so this one, let me just also give a little tune-up, make sure.
You're talking about...
We appreciate you guys tuning up, believe me.
Okay, good. Thanks, Kenny. That was fun.
That was lovely.
Yes.
You know, we also brought, I don't know, we have like the traditional, like Bing Crosby, White Christmas, but I don't know. We didn't know if people wanted to hear that or not. We have other songs too, lots of other songs.
We could take a poll in the room. White Christmas fans, anybody?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we could do that if we kind of...
It's starting to get a crowd in the room.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
People are listening online.
Yeah, if anybody, like, vote in. But anyway, here is the song.
Please don't rush the stage.
Okay, let's see.
This is an old, old Celtic song called the Tuning Song.
Right.
And we're all enjoying it very much.
All right. So this song... Let's see. What are we at here, right? Six.
Yeah, you're going to do a capo, okay.
Right, Kenny? Mm-hmm. Am I in the right key here?
I think so.
Yeah, I got picks in hand. Okay. We're almost ready.
So this song is written by a local singer-songwriter who's fantastic and super talented, and his name is Mark Stepakoff. And you can go to his website and...
You have to be able to spell that, though.
Right. S-T-E-P as in Paul, A-K as in King, A-O-F-F. Okay, Mark Stepakoff. Okay. Go to his YouTube channel. This is called Your Favorite Christmas Song.
All right. Live in Studio A, everybody.
And we just learned it this week, and he was kind enough to share with us the lyrics. So a shout out to Mark and to anybody else who's kind of otherwise... I don't know. I hope you like it. All right, so. One, two, one, two.
Well, everybody's got their favorite Christmas song. The one with which they always want to sing along. But no matter what your favorite is, well, I got news for you. Your favorite Christmas song was probably written by a Jew. We may as well begin with Mr. Irving Berlin. He wrote the biggest selling Christmas song there's ever been. When his family fled the shtetl, on the Lower East Side they settled. But he wanted to assimilate, and so he dreamed of hearing sleigh bells in the snow. Now Johnny Marks you may not be familiar with, but he truly was a legend as a lyric smith. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, holly jolly Christmas too. I bet you didn't know that those were written by a Jew. And there were many more as well, like Sleigh Ride and Silver Bells. When Sammy Conroe Let It Snow, it surely made his parents cavil. And a staple of each Christmas, the Christmas song by Mel Torme, the man they used to call the Velvet Fawn. Spent a lot of time in synagogues. Phil Spector wrote that song performed by Darlene Love. That each Christmas fans of Letterman were so fond of. And though he's now in prison for or committing homicide. That doesn't change the fact that he's a member of the tribe. Still count, baby, it's cold outside, though largely that's been banned. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and do you hear what I hear? Even you're a mean man, Mr. Grinch. The melody was written by a mensch. And so today is Christmas, as the Bible saith. Let's praise those composers of the Jewish faith. And I think it's only fitting, because Jesus was one too, that your favorite Christmas song was probably written by a Jew.
About playing to the right audience. I mean, geez, we're full of Jews in this room.
Well, that's cool.
I definitely appreciated that.
I know. Mark's amazing. One of my favorite songwriters. Just a little plug for him. He's going to be opening for Don White at the Linden Tree Coffee House February 8th. So
in Wakefield.
Be sure to go.
All right. I love the mention of Letterman in there, too.
I know. And you just played Darlene Love.
Uh-huh.
I know. It's so fun. Cool. All right.
I don't know.
Should we do the White Christmas? I don't know.
I think it tis the season.
All right. Let's do it.
All right.
So this sort of
calls. We just learned something.
I know. But, it sort of calls on my, I had more classical training a long time ago. So I don't know. It's probably all buried under gosh knows what. But I don't
maybe
know.
It'll be unearthed now.
I know. Yes. All right, here we go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Modulation there at the end.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thanks, Kenny.
I could have done a couple more, but I decided to keep it simple.
Yeah, you want to start us off slow and then just build it up so we'll be really impressed with you.
That's fun.
Love that a lot.
I don't know. Maybe we'll do something else now. You want to...
Something else.
Oh, you know what? There's this song that I love a lot that was not exactly holiday, but kind of American, and since... There's a lot going on in politics right now.
This is
a Jackson Browne song.
Oh, yes.
Co-written by Eugene Rodriguez. And it's called The Dreamer.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me make sure I'm attuned.
For the listening audience, again with the tuning here in
Sorry.
Studio A. No. As I said, it's much better that you're tuned. And what's it called again?
The Dreamer. Or La Soñora.
It's funny, you can tune and still not be in tune, right?
Mm. That's a secret that we're supposed to keep from the audience.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Play the chord.
Is that right?
Okay.
All right. Live in Studio A, everybody.
The Dreamer.
The Dreamer.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just a child when she crossed the border to reunite with her father, who had traveled north to support her so many years before. She left half her family behind her, and with a crucifix to remind her, she pledged her future to this land and does the best that she can do. ¿A dónde van los sueños? Where do the dreams go? Nacidos de la fe y la ilusión, born of faith and illusion. Donde no hay camino ni huella, where there's no footprint or road, solo deseos que susurran al corazón. Fish swim the currents of the sea, eagles fly on columns of the winds, people cross oceans and deserts and rivers, carrying nothing more than the dream of what life could be. Got the order, they're taking steps to deport her, to bring her back over the border and tear her away from the life she has made. We don't see half the people around us when we see enemies that surround us, and the walls that we've built between us keep us prisoners of our fears. Adonde va? Sueños, where do the dreams go? Nacidos de la fe y la ilusión, born of faith and illusion. Donde no hay camino ni huella, where there's no road afoot, solo deseos que susurran al corazón. Solo deseos that whisper to your heart. Solo deseos que susurran al corazón.
Oh, I love the Spanish influence in there, both in the actual Spanish language and also just the guitar work.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really beautiful
Isn't
track.
A beautiful
thank you for playing
song.
That.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. Been listening to lots of news and thinking hard about what lies ahead.
Yeah, well, interesting week last week.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I got into
May
an altercation at the gym
times.
With
we do.
Somebody who was talking on the phone right in the middle of a very exciting part of the impeachment trial. So.
Well, it must have been at the very end because the rest of it was all predictable, wasn't it? Kind of.
It was quite eloquent, though, some of it.
Okay, so moving along.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
We've got some more holiday music.
Well, I thought maybe we would do a women's song. What do you think, Kenny? This is one that we actually did at the Burn. And I don't know.
Old song.
An old song written in 1924. I know you. What's the show that you do, Sue? What's it
Something
called?
Something About the Women.
Something About the Women. So maybe this kind of goes with that. We can't really practice it, but here we go. All right, it's written by Ida Cox. It was first recorded with an all-female band.
All right,
you ready?
Yep.
Wait, what am I doing here? Let's get this right.
Take two.
There we go, ready? Monkey men, about their fighting husbands and their no good friends. These poor women, they sit around all day and moan, wondering why their wandering papas won't come home. But wild women don't. Girls, if you got a man, don't never be on the square. 'Cause if you do, he'll have himself a woman everywhere. I never was known to treat no one man right. I keep on working hard. Wild women don't worry. Wild women don't have no blue. Take it, Kenny. Another home. I get full of good liquor and I walk the streets all night. Come home and put my man out if he don't act right. Wild women don't worry. Wild women don't have no. Get nothing by being an angel child. So girls, you better change your ways. Get real wild. I want to tell you something. I wouldn't tell you no lies. Wild women are the only kind that ever get by. But wild women don't worry, wild women don't have no blues.
Woo! Oh, that was terrific. Big finish. That's Roberto Lamb and Kenny Seltzer. So I know you've got some gigs coming up.
We do.
Starting on, it looks like, what's today? December 20th. So the 21st, right? You're here. Well, the 27th, I guess.
Right.
Sorry, I'm not too sharp. This Friday.
This Friday 27th. There's a gathering at the Dedham Square Coffee House in Dedham, and there'll be a wonderful group of other performers performing with us, and we're doing a honoring the wonderful works of the people down at the Dedham Square, always hosting fine music. So Kenny will be joining me. We're going to be singing some songs in the style of James Taylor and Carole King.
Woo!
So some other great folks, go to the website and see the list. I'm afraid I'll forget somebody. Linda Marx,
Rick Drost, Craig Sonnenfeld,
and
Mark Bishop Evans.
Did I get everybody? Yep. All right. So that's that.
That sounds pretty cool. And then next year, January 3rd at the Square Root, it's a Beatles night with you guys.
Kenny recorded.
I recorded a song for an album, Low Budget Records song. Michelle did all the tracks. There'll be 14 performers and doing all the Beatles night. Square Root and Rosendale Center. That's Ras Roberto and Steve Gilligan, my bass player.
So he we'll join him for right. So Steve Gilligan's amazing, and we'll do "Can't Buy Me Love." So can't love that one.
And Michelle,
and Kenny's Michelle, which you should go to the website and listen to Kenny's Kenny Seltzer, Seltzer Michelle. It's really lovely.
Well, it's a beautiful song to start out with. Yeah. So yeah.
And then on it'll be featured on the 6th of January at the Ellen Schmidt Open Mic, which is in Boxborough, so that'll be really fun. Please come out for that.
And the
5th at the Walnut Street Cafe in Lynn. Please come. That's an open mic, and we'll be playing together as a feature, and then something else is coming up.
The
9th at Main Streets in Concord Center, Main Streets Market and Cafe. We love to play there, and it's a really fun restaurant, bar. Come and join for the fun. It's great.
My trio is going to play too.
That's right.
Yep. So all those gigs are listed on your website, robertalamb.com, robertalamb.herenow.com is the main site, correct?
Well, robertalamb.herenow.com, it will link you to all of the streaming, and we can buy the CDs and so forth. But robertalamb.com is the website.
Gotcha.
All right.
So just about noontime here at WMFO Medford. We have time for one more, guys.
Well, I don't know. I was thinking maybe I do Moonlight, just so people don't think I'm too sassy and salty. I have a love song.
But you are, though.